Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Thanksgiving weekend morning. So glad you can be with us. And I've got my two standbys, just plain old Jerry Mixon and the wonderful Dr. Samara Umat. I can't believe I did that, but
I've been married a long time. I'm used to being disrespected.
Oh, dear.
The reason I did that is because he was giving me a hard time just before we went on the air. He made fun of me. He said he was paying me too much. I didn't deserve what I was getting. And so I just figured.
No, you said you were getting starvation wages. I looked at your tummy and said, not starvation enough.
That's right. That's true. That's true. Glad you could be here.
Oh,
speaking of Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes.
I'm already into the turkey sandwiches, and that's okay. We're enjoying it.
Turkey sandwiches with cranberry sauce.
Oh my God.
Yes.
You got to have cranberry sauce on your turkey sandwich.
It's actually a cranberry sauce sandwich with a little bit of turkey.
Yes,
my wife is always upset at me.
Dip it in some gravy.
That's right. Hey, forgive us. We are just having too much fun, I guess, but God bless you. Thank you for being here. It is a wonderful weekend. I hope you are enjoying it in spite of our ridiculous guidelines. We won't get too political here, but we've been told forever we can't be together and we can't go visit relatives and be together as larger families. And in spite of that, we wish you a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. I think, Jerry, it's appropriate. Let's start off talking about the virus and the pros and cons, ups and downs, the silly things that are being said, and the good things that are being said.
Well, the really, really, really good things are, of course, we have a second vaccine that has now come out of trials with a 94.5% effectiveness.
The other one was 91, right?
And this one is 94.5.
Isn't that almost unheard of?
It's really fabulous.
Good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, before they got all this done, they first started off looking for the vaccine because they were using new technology that has never been used to develop a vaccine before.
Okay.
They were saying, if we can get a vaccine that will be 50% effective
at
protecting us, it'll be a success.
Yeah.
Wow.
And instead of 50, we've got one at 91 and one at 94.5.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just fabulous.
This must be driving the liberals crazy.
Well, no. They just don't believe that Operation Warp Speed and Mr. Trump had anything to do with it.
That's right.
Say, no, he did. And since you've all said you don't want to take any vaccine that he helped develop, all of the progressives in America should refuse to take their vaccine.
I agree.
Wear their masks. Stay home for the next 6 years.
Yeah, wear your mask in bed at night, too, please.
Please do not reproduce. So we have too many of you already. So, no, I think 94.5% is pretty fabulous.
That's exciting.
Here's even better news, okay? The Pfizer vaccine, the 91% effective one, you have to store at extremely low temperature, 180 degrees or colder. That means basically dry ice or liquid nitrogen.
What did you say, 180
below zero? Below zero, yeah.
Yes.
How do you?
Or colder.
It's cold,
liquid nitrogen or dry ice.
Okay. Yeah.
But that means that distributing it requires special refrigeration.
Oh, yeah.
You can't just put it in the mail. The newer one also requires refrigeration, the one by Moderna.
Moderna, yeah.
But it can be in a ordinary refrigerator.
Isn't
for 30 days
something.
At a time. Wow. And in an ordinary freezer compartment for 6 months at a time.
Yeah.
So, oh, that's great. Yeah. So it's a lot easier to ship it and get it ready. Doctors and pharmacies, of course, can have it and stick it in the fridge, you know, and use it day after day after day after
that's
day.
That's great.
Yeah.
What so, about their capacity for this new one?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. Slippage. When they first started this process, we, the taxpayers, paid these companies $2 billion so that they could start manufacturing in advance, even before they knew for sure they were going to do it. And we were told that they were going to use our tax money to get this stuff ready so that if it looked like it was going to be successful, they'd have 100 million doses ready to go on the first month.
I remember hearing that.
Yes. They're now saying, well, 20 million by the end of the year.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So.
Well, we're getting close to the end of the year, but so, boy.
I don't think they're going to only take 1/5 of the money.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to spend all sure. the money, but we're going to get 1/5 of what they promised
Any
us.
Indication as it relates to side effects, negative side effects?
Yeah, the Moderna one, in addition to not requiring as tight a refrigeration, also has less discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the major complaints with the Pfizer one were a significant injection discomfort and about 3 days of kind of blah under the weather, low grade fever sort of thing. The Moderna is reporting virtually nothing.
Yeah, that's right. And the initial study trials started here in Seattle for Moderna. Yeah. And so, you know, I'm partial to that just for that reason. It's homegrown, literally. You know,
did your husband buy stock in this?
Oh, God, no.
My wife is all over me because she told me to, and I didn't. So.
But by the time we hear about it, Jerry, it's always behind the eight ball anyway. So.
I know. But Bandine is so much smarter than I am when it comes to money. Well, she just is.
Yeah, so you should listen to her from now
I
on.
Do listen. I have listened to her many times, and this is one I should have again. Oh, well. But yeah, the Moderna looks like, of the two, I'd rather have the one that's nearly 95% effective,
well,
doesn't
sure.
require the deep and won't make me sick for three
days. That's right, yeah.
Please give me Moderna. Yeah. Sure.
My goodness.
But I don't think you'll know, will you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. You could probably ask the pharmacy, you know, if you're going to Fred Meyer or Costco, you could be able to say, which one am I getting?
Right. I mean, in the article that I was reading, they were basically saying, even whichever one it is, it doesn't matter. At least take the vaccine. If you're offered it and it is your turn, take it. It doesn't really matter which one it is.
Yeah. I did see Dr. Fauci say, though, you know, even after you get the vaccine, you should continue wearing your mask.
Oh.
Why would he do that?
Because it's stupid.
Yeah.
Well, he said it's an extra layer of protection. You know, just because you've taken a vaccine that's 95% effective at protecting you, you should still not get careless and you should use public health sorts of protections. And so continue to distance and wear your mask.
My goodness.
I won't.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to take two shots, by the way. You take your first shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then 2 weeks later, you take another shot.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Once I've had both of my shots.
Yeah.
And I can say I've got 95% certainty that even if I'm exposed, I won't get infected. I won't run down the street hugging strangers or anything, but no, the mask comes off.
No kissing strangers.
No.
None of that.
I don't feel like getting smacked by their hubbies anyway, or by their wives. I'm not going to kiss either one of them, quite frankly.
Or by your wife.
Or by my wife. No, my wife would probably just break up laughing.
Well, now, this has been...
Especially when I got smacked.
This is awfully good news, a lot of good news.
Yeah, it really is. So, I think it's great, and... Here's the other good news, and I've alluded to this in portions before. Okay, 20 million doses. Now, we don't know, are we getting 20 million of Moderna and 20 million of Pfizer? Because they've each used that 20 million number. If indeed they can provide us with 40 million total doses between the two of them by the first of the year, through December, that should, if it's used intelligently, lower the risk of dying for Americans by about 70%. You know, if if all you do is immunize everybody over 65, whether they're fat, thin, healthy, sick, whatever, just use that one criteria, age. 65 and up accounts for over 80% of the deaths in the country.
Right. Mm.
And there are 52 million people over 65.
Mm. All right.
So 40 million of that 52 million should take care of 80% of 80%. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
So that should only leave us about, you know, should reduce our deaths by about 70%. If they're more discriminating than that, if they'll use that 40 million doses to get people over 65 that are obese or diabetic or have lung disease or heart disease or kidney failure, use those five criteria in addition to age.
In other words, put those in front of the line.
Put those at the front of the line. We should be able to reduce our deaths by somewhere close to 90% by just immunizing the first 40 million people in December of this year.
Wow.
I mean,
we're close to December.
We are.
Yeah, we are.
You know? But yeah, so really, you know, they say, well, it'll take a long time to get the whole country. Well, they're right to get 320 million people. Mm-hmm. But you don't need to do that. If what you want to do is prevent deaths, you immunize the high risk people.
Yeah. Well, the reason this all concerns me still, and I think it concerns a whole lot of Americans, is that I just heard one of the new presidential appointees makes the announcement that he thinks it's unfair for Americans to have first shot at these new drugs,
and
that they should be spread throughout the whole world.
And whoever told this moron that life is fair?
Yeah.
Well, really?
That seems fair. We paid for them.
Yes.
We created them.
We paid for it. We developed it. The countries that paid for it in development are going to get it first. Now, if he wants to forego his dose, stay masked and hide in the basement, that's up to him. I don't care. I'm taking my dose.
But it's a sad thing when a future leader is telling us,
Well, you got to remember that particular fellow. Okay. Also said,
starts with a P.
said that there is no sense in living past 75.
That's right.
Okay. And I kind of immediately thought, wait a minute, the boss who just appointed you is 77. So what are you going to do? You're going to go over and tell Mr. Biden, oh, Mr. Biden dropped dead, you're 77, and no one over 75 should be cared for?
Yeah, it's a scary thing. They don't think the quality of life is good enough if you're over 75.
Well, maybe his won't be, but personally, I plan to keep having a great time into my 80s and 90s.
So in any event, boy, this is, I have to say that with what our governor has done here with the virus, a lot of people are still very, very fear-based and very concerned.
Yeah.
And again, you don't go running up and hugging and kissing strangers.
I at least ask their name first.
There's still a lot of wisdom. And I think it's one reason why longevity is doing so well, is people are realizing whether this is coming or going or fading or getting worse or what have you, our governor would like to make us think that all hell is breaking loose again. But regardless, there's never, ever been, I don't think, a smarter time to look into longevity, to take care of your health in general, and then maybe look into longevity medical clinic. I think that's why we're doing so well.
Well, and despite my overriding opinion that Inslee is a moron, there is a couple of things he did right this time.
Like what?
Like what? He said that daycares and schools can stay open, because those young children have virtually no risk of getting very sick. Okay, so they're leaving the daycares and the schools open so the parents that can work can pay attention to their work and work, even if they have to do it from home. Mm-hmm. At least they're not having to babysit while they do it.
Yeah. And
that is good.
That is good.
Okay. So,
yeah. Silver lining.
Yeah, so he is at least looking at some portions of the science, and that's good. Give the guy credit when credit is due.
Well, that is a silver lining to a very black, lousy cloud, but that's right. It is a silver lining. Good for him, I guess. Well, let me just say, if you would like to make one of our free health analysis appointments during these dark hours of doom and gloom, smart thing to do. We are still giving the two free tests, the blood test and the special in-body test. It's a wonderful opportunity. Those two tests are kind of like a 1-2 punch that will help you understand what some of your basic health risks are. Yours specifically. And we're also giving away $100 of free longevity supplements. So that's kind of a cool thing, is a little incentive. The only problem we have, unfortunately, we're back to some scarcity, a little bit of scarcity of our free health analysis appointments. I think we only have like 10 or 12 in each of our three clinics for the next several weeks. So you need to go soon. That's okay. There's enough there. There's just not
as many plenty. As there were.
There's just not as many. So you don't want to dilly-dally, especially, you know, coming to the end of the year, we got the new year.
That's right.
And Jerry's making fun of me even as we speak for saying dilly-dally.
It's the dilly-dally. I'm sorry. I connect dilly with the dilly bar at DQ.
Yeah, yeah.
You're sidetracking me. I'd like one, please. If just don't procrastinate. The new year is coming. What a great time to take some steps to do something about your health. And the first step is measuring. And we'll do that for you free. You simply make your appointment at lmclinic.com. lmclinic.com. And obviously, it's time to go to a break. You can hear the music now. But let me also say that you can call to make your appointment if you'd like at 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. Hey, we're going to have some more fun, more discussions when we come back from the break. And then we'll take some calls, too. So don't go far.
We decided we needed something to make us feel younger and healthier. I didn't want to do it by myself. I knew that Larry had to come with me.
Since I've become a longevity patient, I just feel wonderful now. If you're thinking about attending a seminar, go. You have absolutely nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Longevity is a miracle for us.
As we stroll along together, holding hands, walking all alone, so
to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. But I do believe we need to take some calls. To Puyallup we go, and we'll be talking with May. Hello, May.
Good morning. Hey.
Good morning.
We have a 45-year-old daughter that lives in Arizona in Mesa. In December, the day after Christmas, she got really sick, and she's been in and out of the emergency room in the hospital, and they did an MRI and found out in March that she has a lesion on her spine. So they figured, well, it looks like it must be MS. And so she was being treated for that, steroids and whatever. But she's had three, and then they decided that it wasn't MS, that it was NMO, neuromyelitis optica. So that's what they finally concluded that she has. And she's had three attacks in the last 3 months. They're doing steroids, and she's had three plasmapheresis, where they've cleaned her blood and everything. But her neurologist says he's surprised that she's having so many attacks so close together. There's a friend that she has in Mesa, where she lives, that's got her on a product, told her about it, called Protandim. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Nope.
And I
haven't.
Okay. I think it works with the gut to help your body, whatever. But anyway, I just was wondering, and if you have, and the other thing, they will put her on Rituxan as soon as she's released from the hospital, but they will not allow her to do it, which is supposed to prevent attacks, I guess. But because they're so expensive, they won't, insurance company won't cover it until she's released from the hospital. So do you have any idea or things that might help her body? It's also, I guess, called Devic's disease.
Yep, Devic's disease. Yeah, neuromyelitis. Let me kind of give a little bit of an overview of this for the rest of the audience, because I'm going to bet that you, me, and half a dozen other people out of the 30,000 folks listening are the only ones that have ever heard of this disease.
Yes.
All right?
Probably, because we never did.
Yeah, neuromyelitis optica is it's an autoimmune disease. Basically, her immune system has decided that part of her central nervous system doesn't belong to her. It's a foreign material, and she's attacking it and trying to destroy it. This is often treated in the MS society because the two have a lot of things in common. And I certainly understand why the initial doctors thought it might be multiple sclerosis, because it tends to flare and then resolve and flare and then resolve. But the fact that she is hospitalized this much from it tells us she's got a very aggressive case. And her immune system has identified some sort of protein on or in her nervous system that it thinks is not supposed to be there. And she's making antibodies to attack and destroy it, which is, you know, is never a very good case. And so at this point, the only really effective drugs we've got for this are the immune modulators that essentially damp down and prevent her immune system from being as active as it currently is. And that should give her some relief from by using one of these biologics. The problem with the biologics is that when you suppress the immune system, you are suppressing the entire immune system. And so then your risk of a variety of cancers starts to rise because your body can't find and kill the cancer cells as efficiently. Your risk of infections, tuberculosis, and certainly in a COVID epidemic, the last thing you want to do is suppress her immune system, and then she catches, you know, COVID. So she is in a, you know, she's kind of in a world of a terrible place right now.
Absolutely.
You know, and I can tell folks what's going on with her in general terms, but what to do about it, I'm at a total loss. I mean, obviously.
Yeah. And they don't know what causes it.
No. Well, you know, we know it's autoimmune. We know something was triggered.
Yeah.
But we don't know what. And even if we knew, even if we knew which proteins have triggered it in her nervous system, what do we do about them? You know, those proteins have to be there. They're part of the body. And for some reason, her immune system says, I don't like this part of the body. I want to get rid of it.
Well, about this time every hour, we need to go to a break at the bottom of the hour. So we'll do that now. But when we come back, I'm going to ask Dr. Mixon and Dr. Umat a little bit about Bella Medica, because some good things are happening there. Bella Medica, of course, is the aesthetic division of Longevity Medical Clinic. So don't go far. This will be fun. You'll want to stick around.
The thing that struck both of us most strongly right from the beginning was libido. Our sex drive went out the roof. It was like being 18 years old again. It was pretty wonderful. And it was something we had been missing for quite some time.
Welcome back to Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Pete Talbot, and I'm here with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. I love those oldies. I love the oldies. I confess, I love the oldies. But, hey, Jerry, we have a caller who didn't want to go on the air, but has a question for you.
Yes.
And so I'm reading
those are
it
sometimes
here.
The most fascinating questions.
Well, yes,
what was
are.
This one?
for you? This one is because they've heard about Bella Medical, which is the aesthetic division of Longevity Medical Clinic. And we've been making a big deal of it lately, especially the last 4 or 5 months.
If they haven't heard about it, we've wasted a lot of time.
That's right. That's right. Anyway, Bella Medica. And the question, the caller wants to know, didn't want to come on the air live, but still.
Embarrassed. I can hardly wait to hear this question. It must be a doozy.
It's not a doozy at all, but it's kind of fun. Does your wife use Bella Medica? Bandine.
Okay.
Interesting question.
So tell us. Yes. I'm assuming the answer is yes.
The answer is definitely a yes. Yes.
Well, it's very interesting that the answer is yes, given that she's young and beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. I know. And yeah, and she has actually been to Bella Medica to do the body contouring.
And she no fat on her body.
This is a woman who, if she has 3 fat cells on her body, they've never met. And she wanted to come for body contouring. Instead, we were able to find little brown spot by one eye on her face. And, you know, Asian ladies are often prone to that, especially if they've had some sun exposure.
Right.
Now, she is very picky about sun. She's the only girl I know. I watched her in Chichen Itza down in Mexico climbing the pyramid with her parasol.
Oh, you know, really?
Yeah, she's holding an umbrella to keep the sun off of her
while she
climbs the pyramid in Chichen Itza.
We see people do that, you know, in the movies and scenes. Well, and we think, what on earth? But then on the other hand, there are people that have cancer. They're on certain drugs.
Yes, they do. Yeah,
there's a lot of reasons.
Yes. And my wife does it because she wants to keep her skin as close to perfect as possible.
Yes. And she had one dark cell on her cheek. One.
It was actually about a centimeter. little, and it wasn't real dark, but it was a darkened area, about a centimeter, and she could notice it.
Okay.
You know? But she's very picky about herself. And so she came in, and they used the PicoSure laser on it.
The brand new one.
The brand new fancy one, and that hits the melanin so fast that it doesn't have a chance to get hot. And so there is no heat and no pain, which is what, you know, she loved about it. And, over the course of the next couple of weeks, that little tiny brown spot just faded right away.
Yeah,
and she was delighted by it.
You've highlighted something very important. The fact that for brown pigment, we're using a new laser on brown skin.
Yes.
Because that was not always possible because the risk is hyperpigmentation. It was fine for white skin or light skin.
Yes.
But for darker skin complexions, it is not always possible to use a laser to remove pigment.
Precisely. And so for Asians and Hispanics and mixed race folks with any darker skin, you know, lasers were always a bit of an iffy thing. You couldn't hit them very hard because you could actually make it darker.
That's right.
And, you know, that was obviously not something she wanted. But when she heard we had this fancy new thing, she...
You realized what that treatment cost you, right? It was about
$220,000. $243,000.
$243,000. I knew I was close. She should be very grateful. Let me just say, folks, we got 4 new lasers, by the way, that are all in that price category. But we're very proud of them in the sense that, Bella Medica is the aesthetic division of Longevity, and Longevity is on the leading edge. Mm-hmm. And we can't be using old lasers, old techniques, old science, old school, anything. And the beauty of it is that these new lasers are so sophisticated, they often take half to a third the time for the actual treatments. It's really amazing. So anyway, we've got a number of specials. We're not going to go into that. We have our other radio program, Beautiful You, with Dr. Samira Umat, and people can tune into that and listen every Saturday. But for now, just know that if you are interested in any of the aesthetic services, this is the time of the year. We got some really amazing specials going on for hair removal, hair restoration, facials, PRP facials, skincare, body contouring, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And trust me, you want to take advantage of the fact that we're new. Well, we're not new. Bella Medica is about 15 years old, but these lasers are new. And we do a free, what we call a beautiful new you consultation. They're free. Plus, you also get $100 of free skincare products. Now, these are the good, really, the medical grade skincare products like Jan Marini.
Skin Medica, right. And Image.
Anyway, these are very quality skincare products. $100 just for coming in, also for the free beautiful new you consultation.
That's right. And you know, you also mentioned about the body contouring. I mean, yes. She works out so hard. This is the ideal candidate for us. Patients who actually are ideal weight and normal BMI, but they have those stubborn areas where they just can't get rid of that fat.
Yeah. Well, and on the body contour, she has said, well, she wants her inner thighs done now.
Okay.
So we'll see if there's enough fat there to do anything. I, though, actually came in for my love handle.
Really?
Yes. Okay. I came in to get body contouring because I got a fairly flat belly.
Yeah.
But I've got these little love handles. You know, I mean, I'm 73 years old. They just don't want to completely go away. So, you know, I had them put it on me and zap. And that was, I guess, close to a month ago, and they're shrinking quite nicely.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Because with the body contouring, by the way, you can eliminate up to 23-24% of subcutaneous fat with each treatment. Mm-hmm. But it takes like 3-5 weeks for it to work through your system.
It takes about six weeks to see significant difference, and you'll continue to gain some improvement for up to 3 months.
That's right.
So I'm about a month in, and I can see the difference already. And I'll give it another month or two, and then I may go back and get a second treatment and get them completely gone.
Isn't that?
That's fascinating.
It's really cool.
And that's another highlighted point, that is not everybody needs the same number of treatments. Some people need more. Some people need less. So say, for example, a double chin, you may just require one treatment for that.
Yep.
And you should know this. I mentioned this to you just about an hour ago, Dr. Umet, that I have a very good friend. I golf with him constantly, or I did in the spring and summer and early fall. And he came in, and he had his first treatment about 4 days ago, something like that. And he called me that night, and he said, oh, man, your staff. He was very impressed with the staff. And I said, well, what was the treatment like? And he says, oh, very easy. I've got two more treatments for him. Now, he's in pretty good shape, maybe a little bit of a weight issue, but not bad. And but he's very happy. He had what he called he didn't call it a muffin top, but a little tummy pooch and side love handles. Uh-huh. And he just wanted to get rid of them, and good for him. The point I need to make here is that this is not a weight loss process.
It's contouring, it's kind of reshaping.
But you can reshape your tummy, your sides,
your tush,
your tush,
and thighs, and other, inner thighs, bra areas,
the bra strap areas that bother someone,
and the chin,
the underarms, arms.
Well,
arms potentially, but
There's a new flexible wrap that is just coming out that we can attach to do.
Okay, well. In any event, the body contouring is amazing. Hair removal, hair restoration. This show, we don't spend a lot of time talking about Bella Medica. This is kind of unusual. Hey, I don't remember doing this.
They asked if my wife went, so
that's right.
We told them.
That's right.
And that kind of got us sidetracked, as always.
You're right. But all I can tell you is that there are some amazing specials going on. And so if you want to take advantage of them, and with all of the beautiful new you consultations that are free, you meet with a master esthetician, and ours are the best. You're not just meeting with somebody who's an esthetician that graduated from some course. These are master estheticians. And we'll basically take a look at whatever part of your body that is a concern to you.
And they're being supervised by
this
Dr. Umet.
Young lady right here, Dr. Samira Umet. So it's pretty exciting. The thing that some people, and it is appropriate for us to talk about this, it does fit nicely into our focus here on Leading Edge Medicine, because there is a relationship between good health, good science, good health, anesthetics. And if you don't take into consideration your health, if you just Google and try to find the cheapest this or that aesthetically, from people that don't understand the health ramifications and implications, it really makes a difference having our aestheticians, our master aestheticians, understand that foundation.
And having a physician supervise them.
Yes.
You know, too many, quote, meta spas have the aesthetician, mm-hmm. and the doctor is the, quote, medical director for 16 different spas, and he never makes it to, you know, he might stop by one every month or something.
He just has to be within 30 minutes of the clinic.
Yeah, right? And so, you know, he can quote, supervise a whole lot of them on paper.
Yeah.
Here we've actually got a physician in the building,
down the
hall, going back and forth, doing consultations, able to help out on a hour-to-hour, minute-to-minute basis.
It's a huge difference.
It is a huge difference because they do that. They come by my office all the time with a question. Sometimes it's really quick and simple, and I don't need to do anything differently. But sometimes I do go in and see the patient if I have to.
And with some of the things you do, for example, with hair restoration, you are the one that are doing, for example, the PRP injections and
things like that. That's right. So. No, I do all of the injectables in the office. I do all the fillers and Botox injections, but also PRP injections. And I do the hair consultations as well. So if patients have questions to ask, if there's medical issues, then I am on hand to answer them.
That's right. And again, you can see videos. You can, it's fun. Go to bellamedica.com and click on the services page. And you'll see what are there? 30, 40 different things that we do?
Services,
everything from spider veins and brown spots, tattoo removal, oh my goodness, facials,
microdermabrasions, chemical peels.
Hair removal, like we've talked about, and of course, hair restoration is just amazing. We should talk about that sometime here on this show too again. But lots, and the prices, the specials are really quite outstanding. So make your free. We got to go to a break right now. So when we do that, I'll quickly tell you. We'll take calls when we come back. But to make your appointment at bellamedica.com, it's easy to do. bellamedica.com. Beautiful medicine, bellamedica.com, and receive also $100 of skincare products. Skincare products that are more than a cut above of what you buy down the street at your drugstore. You'll be happy you did it at bellamedica.com. When we come back, I promise, we're going to some calls.
I think if visualize your final 10, 20 years of life, you know, what would it be worth to you to feel great all that time and probably live longer? I know you don't really claim that, but have a higher quality of life in your final 10 or 20 years, what would that be worth? Either you have the exact result you want or a good reason not to. So drop the reason I'm too busy. Get to the seminar. You're going to absolutely love it.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you.
Welcome back, and if that music doesn't bring back memories, boy, I'm sorry about that, but I love the stuff. I love the oldies. Welcome back to Leading Edge Medicine. Lots going on here today, but I think we ought to just take some more calls.
Let's go to Terry in Montlake Terrace.
Hello, Terry.
Hi. Say, I subscribe to alerts from the Alliance for Natural Health on a variety of topics, and one that's been going on for years now is the FDA's attempt to ban compounding of bioidentical hormones, especially estrogen. An alert just came out on Thursday that they have commissioned some sort of report from the National Academy of Science, Engineering, and Medicine that came back and said, oh, well, there's insufficient evidence that this is helpful, which, of course, is not true. If anything, there's insufficient evidence that, it's harmful. But anyway, it looks like, according to the folks at the website, FDA might go ahead and pursue this, and they're encouraging everybody to go to the website and sign the petition and put more pressure on. It's been that effort has been successful in the past, but I was wondering what you know about the current situation.
Well, this has been an ongoing thing. Look, to govern means to control. All right. Yeah. Government committees are always looking for more power, more control. They just are. The FDA has been trying to get rid of compounded pharmacy for years and years and years. The FDA gets most of their budget from the pharmaceutical companies that make enormous profits, and they don't want the competition. And let me give you an example. Okay? The retail price for testosterone gel, which has only 5 milligrams per gram of testosterone in it, is about $500 a month. The compounded pharmacy can make us a testosterone gel or cream that has up to 200 milligrams per gram, and they'll charge $50 a month for it.
That's just disgusting.
Okay? 90% less money for far more potency and drug. You know, now, if I was Big Pharma and I was getting $500 for $20 worth of medicine, I'd love it too. I'd want the FDA in my pocket. But the fact is, patients do a lot better if we have a free market where people can get their medications that are priced with competition.
And instead of in set amounts only, you can vary it based upon what the patient actually needs.
Yes, it's customized by what the doctor believes this particular patient will benefit from. So, you know, I'm a big fan of compounding pharmacies. You know, I have written many letters in the past. I'll probably write more in the future. But, you know, as I said, the function of government is to control, and that's what they want. They'll keep trying. We'll keep resisting. Hopefully we'll keep winning.
What do you think the probability is that they will succeed this time because they got this other report that fits their narrative?
They've had these reports many times in the past. It's, you know, people that are funded or have their profits. The biggest change, the biggest danger to freedom in American medicine and pharmaceuticals actually came in the late 1960s when a change was made in the law, and we need to change it back. Used to be, before you could sell a drug in America, you had to prove that it was safe. That was it. Safe. If it wasn't going to hurt people, you could sell it. In the late 60s, we made a change. We said it has to now be safe and effective.
Whoa.
But effective for what?
Yeah.
That's open. And so starting then, you had to find one thing and do the research to show the drug is okay for this, and then you could use it for anything. All right. But the research, doctors can read the research papers now more than ever. You know, in the 1960s, you had to go to the library and pore through the journals in the middle of the night to try to find out new information, or you were totally dependent on what the pharmaceutical company told you.
Right.
Now with the internet, any drug, any disease, any problem, you can go onto the National Institute of Health database, type in a few keywords, and pull up 100 articles on any subject known to man, and get the results and read it for yourself. You know, we no longer need this kind of protection that maybe we needed in the 60s, when doctors had no way of finding out what was going on. Now, the doctor out in Podunk, tiny state somewhere, has the same access to information as the guy at New York's Cornell University. So, you know, we can get anything we need and anything we want.
Let's go to Gig Harbor and talk to Kurt. Kurt, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So, I have lots of iron in my blood. I don't remember the exact, but it's just under 1,400 is the normal measurement means that they get this, and I guess that's way out of whack.
So are you hemochromocytosis?
Yes.
All right. And what have they recommended
also,
you do?
And also, when we take a blood draw, I clot up just extremely quickly.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Okay.
So What are they recommending you do for your hemochromocytosis?
Well, every so often they want to take a unit of blood.
Okay. If your iron stores are that high, I wouldn't say every so often. I'd say pretty frequently, actually. Did you say weekly?
A week apart, and then wait about 3 weeks, and then we've taken two more units.
Okay. All right. That will pull your iron down, and that is actually kind of the standard therapy for this, you know, iron storage disease. Yeah, over in Seattle, there's a group that's doing some research on that. I know a fellow who just donated a lot of money to their project. But, you know, this is a genetically triggered sort of disease. There is not, at this point, truly a cure. The treatment is basically to pull that extra iron out of your system, and the easiest way to do that is, you know, to pull off blood on a frequent basis.
I find it interesting that at 80 years old, we finally discovered that I have this, and it's called, quote, genetic. Why did it just bloom? Why did it just crop up?
I wish I knew. You know, we see this fairly often. There are genetic predispositions, but your genome simply says you have the potential for this to happen. Okay. But then there are triggers that actually activate those genes to make them express themselves. And those are frequently lifestyle or environmental. Something will happen with your metabolism that makes these genes that are there but have been quiescent will suddenly activate them, and then you've developed the disease. You know, we get the same thing with the genetic predispositions for breast cancer and for prostate cancers and colon cancers and so on. You're not born with a cancer, though you are born with a genetic predisposition. But it says that you are someone that this can happen to very easily. And at some point in your life, the triggers mount up that it activates the gene. And there you are. I wish I knew what the trigger was. Yeah.
About 4 years ago, I had prostate cancer, and we put cesium seeds. And there's been no trace of the cancer since then. So maybe something like that has helped expedite this.
It may well be, but again, I don't know what the trigger was. You know, we have identified specific genes that put people at high risk for this disease. But what seems to be a lot less well established is, for those people that have the potential, what triggers it? And in your case, something did, and late in life. You know, I mean, the good news is it waited till late in life to trigger.
Right.
You know, the people that get in real trouble are where it becomes active in their 20s or 30s.
Yeah, it can be liver toxic, increase heart disease risk, pretty bad stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, when you see this in a 20-year-old, we got a major issue. So it's a good thing it didn't happen to you till now, but I wish I knew why it happened to you now.
I'm sorry we can't be of more help here, Kurt.
Yeah. So we just continue to throw away blood and allow my system to produce more cleaner blood and keep going.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And it takes a lot of iron to make blood. Every single red blood cell has a hemoglobin, which is an iron-based molecule in it. And so by pulling out those red blood cells, we are pulling out the iron and depleting that overly stored iron in your system.
How often should I be doing this, do you think?
You know, it depends. Some people need it frequently, and that's why I said, you know, I've seen people do it every week. But others, you know, 6-8 times a year is enough. And it just kind of depends on how bad your disease is. And also, of course, your iron intake. You are clearly someone that does not need a lot of iron in your system or in your diet.
We have been working very hard at eliminating the iron in the diet.
Good.
Well, one thing I'd like to add that I've come across and utilized in practice a few times, and it's It's not curative, and it's not a standalone treatment. And in people with mild iron overload, so to speak, in their system, I've told them, drink a lot of green and black tea. It actually binds to iron in the gut, prevents reabsorption, but only non-heme iron, which is the type you find in vegetables. Mm-hmm. So you can't eat a steak and drink a cup of green or black tea and expect it to do much. But it's been mildly helpful. I've had some people that by doing that, they've been able to extend their therapeutic blood donations out a little longer.
We're good.
So I found that kind of interesting.
Hey, all Kurt, right. Thank We've you. Been... Thanks so. All right. Thanks so much for your call. Good luck to you here. Let's go to Marysville and talk with Marilyn. Hello, Marilyn. Welcome to Leading Edge Medicine.
Hello, Marilyn.
Thank you, and thank you guys for being there for us on Saturday morning. I know it's a big effort, and we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you,
My vitamin D level is at 68, and one of my doctors is concerned that that's too high and it's going to cause calcium to be deposited in my blood vessels. What say you?
He needs to pull some research papers and see that the toxicity levels with increased calcification starts up around 110, not 67.
Oh.
All right.
Okay, no worries.
Yeah. Actually, at 67, you're in a very nice place. You're right about where I carry myself. Okay, 60. I usually try to say 60 to 90. And right now I'm in the 70s, low 70s. So you and I are very close, 25 hydroxy vitamin D. This is a range in which your immune system is at its most robust. You have your best protection against COVID right now. If he drops you down into the 20s and 30s where he probably wants you, you'd be at much higher risk of dying of COVID. How about that?
Actually, she suggested 50 would be a good level.
Okay.
And I think, well, 50 versus 68, I mean, really?
Yeah.
Is there a difference?
Not much, no. You tend to... If your levels are dropped below about 12 or 13, you get rickets. Your bones are malformed, you know. And that, when I was in medical school way back when, that was our goal. Well, we just don't want the kids to have rickets. And so if mom will carry one of 15 or 18, we're okay. Mm. We now know that bone density continues to rise as vitamin D rises. And once you get up around 50, you're getting your best result on bone. But immune system continues to improve until you get up into the mid-60s. And interestingly, even in children, brain function continues to rise even till it gets up to a range of 100 or so. Cognitive skills rise with vitamin D levels. See, vitamin D is not really a vitamin. It's a secosteroid. And that steroid of impact on our brain actually improves our cognitive skills. So...
Wow, that's great.
Don't,
well,
yeah,
I,
so,
I think I'll keep
so don't
doing
let him drag
I'm
you
doing.
Too low.
No, right. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Sounds good. Thank you for that
okay.
answer very much.
Take care, dear. Bye-bye.
Well, we're coming close to the end of our first hour, and that has gone by quickly. But we're glad you're with us. I just want to give you a heads up. We have a top-of-the-hour break, and we will be back, however, before you know it. Doesn't take long. So don't go anywhere. And a quick reminder, if you do want to make one of those free health analysis appointments, there's never been a better time to do it. We've got Thanksgiving upon us, obviously, Thanksgiving weekend now. Christmas is here, practically, and the new year is getting close. You really can. You've heard us say this. You've heard Dr. Mixon, right, Jerry? Samira, you've both said this, and we've both heard our patients say this at Longevity. You really can feel and function better this next year than you did 5, 10, in fact, just a short while ago, somebody said 30 years ago, they feel better. So if you would like one of our free health analysis appointments, I hope you'll check it out. Make an appointment. You also get $100 of free longevity supplements just for going to the appointment and getting the two free tests. You can do that at lmclinic.com. lmclinic.com. Or you can call 866-86-YOUNG. Hey, we got to have the break, and we'll be back before you know it for hour number two of Leading Edge Medicine.